Carlson joining us in studio to talk about the campaign and many activities going on. Good morning, Skip.
Well, good morning, Tom. And Nancy, bless your pee picking little heart.
Great
to be here. What a great morning in Colorado. You know the only thing better? We had a little bit of rain.
As I was coming in, I about the 2 feet being dropped over Louisiana because of Isaac, and I thought to myself, if we could only have an inch of that 2 feet of rain.
Maybe they could socialize rain.
Redistribute the rain.
Redistribute rain. Would that not be a good idea?
Yes.
Let's go send a plane down there and bring some of this up.
And the sun and the wind and then the solar.
Oh, we don't want to distribute our sun. 340-some days of sun in Greeley. Who else has that?
Are you running for the State House or the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, my family's been here since 1876, but I am running for the State House.
Nice. So, Skip, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? Who is Skip Carlson, and why are you running for the State House? And it's House District 50. What are the boundaries of House District 50?
House District 50 is basically half of Greeley. All of Evans and all of Garden City, and about four people in the rural LaSalle district. So it's an interesting district and a great district. And a little bit about myself. I was appointed by Governor Love to the Commission on Children and Youth, and by Governor Lamb to the Policy Holders Advisory Committee to the Division of Workman's Comp. I was on a Judicial Review Committee up here, so I've been active in politics for many, many years. And Tom has seen me at many state conventions and many things like that. Been involved in the community rather significantly. Been helping with the Stampede for about 18 years. And my wife Ida and I ran the 9 Health Fair for a number of years. And just very active in the community. I'm right now vice president of Zach's Legacy Foundation, where we give away money to families who have children with cancer.
Nice.
If they have a child with cancer in treatment and that child is in the hospital, wouldn't it be terrible in the morning to have to get up and say, do I go see my child or do I go to work and save my home? So pay for their home.
We'll pay
their mortgage. We'll pay all of their ongoing expenses, pat them on the back and say, go see your child. Go be with your child. So that's what we do. That's a good Republican, a person that has a big heart and tries to give things away and help out the community. But I've been very, very involved in the community. And why did I? Well, I've been interested in that for a long time. But one of the main reasons I ran was a lady who happened to be a client of mine a couple of years ago came into my office and she said, Skip, I'm going to have to turn some car. And I said, why? And she said, well, I'm just going to have to sell it. And I said, why? She said, well, I'm on Social Security. You understand they don't have any extra money. And she said, now I have to go pay this fee for the environmental test. And then I have to pay this other fee for my car. Last year, my license plates cost me about $35. This year, it's going to cost me $100 and some, and I can't afford it. So she said, I waited for a month trying to save it up. And then I called and found out I had another $25 fee for waiting for a month.
Fee.
So she said, I just can't. So, you know, being that hard-hearted Republican, I dug in my pocket. I said, here's the money to go get the environment test done, and I'll pay your late fee. And unfortunately, she went down to get the environmental test done. She runs a tank full of gas through that car, did, a month. What a terrible polluter. But it didn't pass down there. And they said, well, if you put $750 into this and then come back, and even if it fails you. And with tears in her eyes, she said, Skip, would you do something about that? That's when I decided to run. When we're taking cars away from our people on Social Security and taking one of those last vestiges of independence away from them, tripling their cost for license plates. And my license plates went up, of course, on the vehicles that I have. And I have several clients. I've got some doctor clients, lawyers, some successful people. I asked one of my clients, who happens to have 4 nice cars, and I said, how much did your payment go up? He said, and we figured it out, about 8%. 8% to 300%. What if some of these guys in the Democrat side of the State House got up in the morning And somebody said, you paid $10,000 in taxes last year, but because we want to call it a fee, we're going to charge you $30,000, all right? That hits them. That hits that fee for the license plates and so forth for my Social Security people, hit them as hard as that would hit for us.
Yeah.
That's why I'm running.
So that your focus is be working to repeal faster?
Absolutely. I mean, if it's going to be a tax, let's make it a tax.
And to also repeal, like, House Bill, I think it was 1291, that put in place a lot of this, the SIP and the HAZ, the quality of air and the emissions. And there was other bills like that,
too. Yeah, we want quality of air. We want all of that things. We want that. And we had even one of the Democratic legislators from Fort Collins say, yeah, Greeley doesn't need to be involved in this. Let Greeley get out of the environment test. And our own representative, Dave Young, and I'll say his name because I know Dave. Dave doesn't know. Dave, if you're out there, I'm Skip Carlson. I'm the guy running against you. Talked to a lady last night. You stopped by our door. She said, who are you running against? You said, I don't know. So, Dave, it's Skip. I'm running against you. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Do we need additional taxes? Unlike a lot of Republicans, I think we do on some things. We just have to be careful. First of all, let's make sure we're spending our taxes correctly. Then let's fix the infrastructure that needs to be fixed now so that our children don't have to pay for it later. We're real worried about this big, huge debt that the national government is putting on us, and our children are having to pay for it. The same kind of thing holds true on infrastructure here. If I don't fix that bridge now and cost $2 billion, am I going to just send that down to my child to fix 5 years from now at $10 million? A good conservative says $2 million now is a lot better than $10 million later.
Well, answer me this question, Skip, because I want to make sure I heard you correctly. You want to repeal the fees that were passed. Nancy went through the list faster and what Democrats did with the Dirty Dozen a couple of years ago. We do have budget shortfalls in the state, but we're required to balance the budget every year. So the state legislature is required to prioritize on spending. Your number one priority is to figure out how we prioritize, how we get the efficiencies out of government. And if at that point, after you're done going through it, you're unsatisfied that we have the resources necessary, you would support raising taxes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's business. I'm in business.
Okay.
I ran my business. You've run a business. You get up to a certain point and you say, okay, business has gone so far with this. Do I have to increase my investment for my business to go even higher, to become even better? And you say, I can spend this now, and it'll cost me a lot less than spending it later. We have to, however, be very, very careful about that, very diligent about it, and see to it that we don't have the waste before to start with. But you made one thing. You made a statement that a lot of people make, and people make, and that is, your number one thing is to go down there and do... No, you know what my number one thing is, Tom?
What's that?
According to this little thing I have in my hand, it's called the Constitution. I've given more of these away than anybody, probably any individual in town. I've given about 4,000 of them away, and I've ordered another 2,000. This says in here, my responsibility is to be the representative of the people in my district.
Yes.
So my number one responsibility is represent the people in my district. I'm to be the servant. Am I running for an office? No. I'm asking that the people in my district hire me as their representative to speak for them. And that's my number one job. And then after that, it's to check all of those things, make sure that we're spending our money correctly, make sure that things are being put in place correctly so that we're getting the best bang for our buck. And that is what we really need. We don't need the people down there that say, I'm representative. I'm one of the most powerful people in this state. No.
Well, I've got it.
I'm a representative. I represent Jose. I represent Jane.
I represent
all of them.
A buddy down there who's a lobbyist who's got a great saying who says, I don't talk to any freshman legislator until they're done thinking they've been elected president of the United States.
That's good.
They do have that ego. Well, Skip, we've got about 3 minutes left. Let's hit, you've got a couple of events coming up here over the weekend and over the next couple of weeks. Why don't you give our listeners A little bit where you're going to be this weekend. So if they want to catch you in person, they can do that. And they can track you down and they want to talk to you, they can do that as well.
The best way to get a hold of me is to just go to skipcarlson.com. It will be on there because I'm going to be all over the place. But this next Monday, Labor Day, we're going to be at all of the various parks in House District 50. We're going to start with Kiwanis Park, Sunrise Park, East Memorial, the parks in Evans, Latham Park, all of the various parks. And we're going to give away ice cream just as a end of summer celebration. And we're going to do that and talk to people in all of those parks. And then we're going to end up in Glenmere. And if we have ice cream left, we're going to give away ice cream there. And I think we will. It's just to go out and talk with all of the people in House District 50, see what they want, and hand them a little cup of ice cream. Also, on Tuesday, the 4th, we're going to have a fundraiser at Randy's Bar and Grill. Frank McNulty and Ryan Call, the president, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, are going to be up here. And that's a fundraiser for me, and tickets for that are $50 a seat. I don't like that, but that's
you got to raise money.
You have to have money.
Tom,
if you want to win, you need money.
I hate this part. I hate it, but that's the way it is. So I'm telling you what, I've got an extra seat. And if whoever calls in first, I've given one of my seats at my table. Your $50 ticket is on me.
Right now.
Right
so
now.
So for the
you
first
call
caller.
If you're a Democrat, I don't care who you are. If you're from House District 50, that's all.
Caller number one at 353-1310 or 877-353-1310 will get an opportunity to sit next to Skip Carlson Tuesday night.
Tuesday morning. 7 a.m. to 8:30. We're going to have bacon. We're going to have grits. Can you imagine that?
Grits and bacon. You got to love it. Speaker of the House, Frank McNulty. State Republican Party Chairman Ryan Call will be there. It'll be your opportunity to mingle not only with Skip Carlson, but Speaker of the House Frank McNulty and Ryan Call. Give us a call, 7 a.m. Tuesday morning, 353-1310, 877-353-1310 for your opportunity to join Skip, Ryan, and Frank. Skip, in the last minute that we have left, final thought you want to share with listeners?
Well, my final thought is, what is my number one priority in House District 50? To represent, well, the people of House District 50, to be honest with them, and to go down there, and if it's a tax, I'm going to tell you it's a tax. If it's a fee, I'm not going to do it. Let's just do that, and let's get it done. We've got a great House District here. We've got a great town. My family's been here since 1870. Let's keep it going. We need more water. We need all of the things. That's what we're about. But I'm about representing people.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Skip, for joining us. Skip Carlson, candidate, House District 50. You can find him at skipcarlson.com. This is AM Colorado News Talk 1310 KFKA with your host, Tom and Nancy. Now over to Joe with a look at sports.
Matt Prater kicked a field goal as time expired to give the Broncos a 16-13 win over